There is a hero coming out of this Texas massacre. It could be a terrorist attack because some are saying it's based on religious beliefs, which would classify under terrorism. Because we're finding out now the shooter was an atheist and thought anyone who was Christian was stupid. And
been posting about it on his Facebook page, which ironically, he was an ex-Bible school teacher, Bible studies teacher.
Right. And so he had turned to atheism. Mm-hmm. And of course, all atheists aren't that way. But he really, really had it out for Christians for whatever reason. Or anyone really who believed in God. But here is the hero coming out of this. He heard the shooting at the church in Texas. He was at his house. He came outside in his bare feet and with his gun and said, you know, I'm going to take care of business here.
The people at that church, they're friends of mine, their family. And every time I heard a shot, I knew that that probably represented a life. I was scared to death. I was scared for me, and I was scared for every one of them. And I was scared for my own family that just lived less than a block away. I'm no hero. I am not. I think my God, my Lord, protected me and gave me the skills to do what needed to be done. And I just wish I could have gotten there faster. But I didn't know. I didn't know what was happening.
Did he shoot him?
Yes. That last I read, he shot him. He shot him through an opening in the Kevlar vest that he was wearing.
And he chased him too with a car, right?
Yes, he got in the car, chased him down. And I guess when he got out, you know, there was police that said, hey, step back. But then he already had been shot.
Mm-hmm. And was dead, I believe, on the scene. Yeah.
By the way, before I forget, Man Kisser Matt, can you get our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone? I have a question for her. But so we're learning the church killer preached atheism, tried bribing underage girls to date him. That's coming out now.
Okay.
He fractured his infant stepson's skull. This is just not a good guy.
Oh, my. And so that was leading to why he was dishonorably discharged from the Air Force?
Right.
Okay.
So why isn't this guy in jail?
He should be in jail.
Fracturing a baby's skull?
Right.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but
It's like attempted murder in my book.
Yeah.
And also abusing his wife. Did he have two children or one child?
That I'm not sure.
Yeah, I guess I've been reading conflicting reports that he had two children, but
I mean, obviously, whether, you know, it's considered a terrorist attack is the religious part of it, but regardless of that, he's obviously mentally unstable.
Right, and evil.
Throughout his entire life. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do have a question for our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. She joined us on the phone.
Hi, Lisa.
You know, because of the type of
good morning.
Country that we live in, good morning, could this guy who chased this shooter, I mean, what are the rules for that? I mean, I think he's a hero, but, you know, if this guy from Texas that chased this Texas shooter, you know, if he got in the crossfire and hit somebody else, I mean, what are the implications here?
Well, so he's not going to get in any trouble, and every state now in the United States has some form of laws on the books allowing for what's called a citizen's arrest. And this dates back to medieval England, where sheriffs encouraged the villagers to arrest and detain criminals and hold them until authorities could get there. And sometimes that would even be days. And then those laws were passed down to early America with the English common law that we inherited. So it goes back a long, long way. And in a situation like this, where there was imminent fear of bodily harm, you are allowed in this kind of situation, the use of deadly force, just like this guy did, to stop this. And, you know, the only situation where he would get in any kind of trouble in a situation like this is take it out of this scenario into another scenario, and you're mistaken. Because, you know, there are very clear criteria for what constitutes a citizen's arrest, and usually you have to see a serious crime or felony taking place. A lot of states require that you witness it. Not all of them do. And some of it can just be in your presence or nearby, like this was. And the only situation where you're really going to get in trouble is if you're mistaken, you didn't have a reasonable belief that there was a crime being committed, or if you use force that exceeds the force reasonably necessary to stop what's going on.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's a question, and I believe this guy did the right thing without a doubt. I just want to be clear. So if this guy is chasing this other guy, this guy is running away, and let's say there wasn't imminent danger because he's running away and he's chasing him and then he shoots him. Is that a little bit different than him shooting 25 people and then pointing the gun at him? Like, can this guy go chase him and shoot him based on the thought that he might shoot somebody else in the future? Or is that, what is the difference?
Yeah, so, you know, in this situation, they exchanged gunfire before the shooter jumped in his vehicle and took off. And this guy, that the hero guy that came out of his home barefoot, he flagged down a truck that was coming by and said, we got to chase this guy. And the shooter was way out of sight, and they were going like 95 miles an hour, caught up to him. But in the initial exchange of gunfire, the shooter had already been hit twice. Then he veered off the road, and he shot himself. He was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And so in a situation like that, you are justified in chasing the person to try to apprehend them. They can basically, a citizen can do whatever's necessary in that kind of situation, because it was such a deadly shooting spree, and because the shooter was continuing to shoot. He was shooting at this guy that came barefoot out of his house. And, you know, that is an ongoing criminal process that he was absolutely justified in continuing to chase him. It would be different, you know, if you see somebody shoplifting or something, and, you know, they're not armed and they grab something out of a store and run. Then, you know, you go after them shooting, you're going to be in trouble.
For right. Them. Yeah, that makes sense.
And what are the odds, you know, of this man coming out of his house willing to, I mean, I guess at this point he's just reacting to chase down the shooter and then to flag somebody else down who is also willing to, you know, the hero jumped in the car and then they chased him down together. I mean, that was all working together in their favor.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to get involved with very simple things in our communities.
That's very true.
Somebody on the street, maybe they're bickering or whatever. Like, oh, I don't want to get into it. Mm-hmm. But then, I mean, this guy's heading towards gunfire and possible death.
And even when he's disregard for human life whatsoever, he doesn't care. But even when he's driving at 95, we don't know if this guy was off to somewhere else.
Right.
You don't know.
Shoot more people.
And at this point, he had nothing to lose. You know, I mean, he knew this mass shooter was going to go to prison or be killed. So, yeah, for sure.
Wow.
This guy in Texas is a big time hero. We'll post some information about him. Although he says he's not a hero. He was trying to protect his community. And
that's what heroes say. That's what heroes say.
If you call yourself a hero, you're not a hero.
Right.
Well, the problem is he probably, you know, wishes he was there sooner. And, 25, whatever the amount
26.
Was, 26 people died. But, in the big picture, he might have saved a lot of other human lives.
Absolutely.
Very brave.
Well, as always, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. If you're ever injured on the job, make sure you contact her right away, 1-888-CONSULT. She has offices all over the state of North Carolina, or simply go to 107.5KZL.com.